You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is Thursday, which means one thing. We're back at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by, enjoy the special. Normal Thursday special, the steak special. Remember, Vinny's now has lunch specials on top of their all-day special. As Brian and Ole East over here to the right of me immediately turns back, almost twisted his neck. The catfish platter is the companion lunch special.
Yeah, I think I'll be having that.
The catfish platter?
Yeah, I think I'll be having that.
By the way, it's $7. I might know somebody to take care of you, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's nice.
Since you made the effort to come here. But
you know,
$7 for those that aren't getting the hookup, which is not bad. I've said this before. When you think of all the fast food places around us, and that's fine.
That's what you want to do.
Not saying that. But part of the reason we're here for lunch is to give you another option. Or to tell you that there are other options. And for $7, the daily lunch specials, which run 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., meatball po' boy on Monday, the taco platter on Tuesday, chicken fried chicken plate on Wednesday, catfish platter on Thursday, shrimp po' boy on Friday for $7.
That's actually cheaper than
what you spend
at fast food.
And it comes like with fries
food.
And stuff. Yeah. So it comes with a side.
It's probably cheaper than what you spend at fast food.
Yeah, more likely. I think that is. I don't know if you can get a value meal that's not like six something or seven something.
Oh, it's easily $7
before
now.
Before they ring it up.
Yeah.
So you're on the road a lot, so you probably realize that.
Oh, goodness. They charge us double because you're a truck driver.
Really?
Yeah. So if you go into Wendy's or Popeye's here, it might cost you $7 to $10. You go there, it's like 15.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Anyway, Gus Kattengill with you. Brian is with us as well today. We'll hear from Sarah momentarily about some of the other specials and things going on. Enjoy the intern wearing, Brian, his freshly opened Pelicans coach's polo with the Pelicans cap that came from the facility yesterday as a we made that big announcement. Now you're home for Pelicans basketball. I think he's still like, you probably slept in it yesterday. Did you sleep in it yesterday?
I did not. I wore it for,
I don't know. You sent me a picture around 11:30 last night and the hat was on your head.
Oh yeah. I wore it for the majority of the day, but I definitely took it off so it wouldn't get all wrinkly for the day.
Brian's got his Pels shirt on.
Indeed I do. I don't have a nice little Nike check like you guys do.
Well, it's coming. I mean, you have the Adidas version. You know?
I do.
I mean, this was the initial look. Joey got his today as well. You know, it's made its way back over to La Rose. So, you know, we'll see. Well, I'll put in a word for you.
Just no, saying, exactly. I was going to ask who I had to sleep with to get a shirt around here.
I mean, you know, we'll see. Well, if you want the shirt and the hat, that's, you know, you might have to be really nice to me. You know what I'm saying?
I can be very friendly.
You can be very friendly. We got a lot to talk about today with a lot of little different tidbits that's going on here. We're getting closer and closer. 800-998-1003. Closer, what I mean by that is, Brian, can you believe it? We are now inside of a month, date-wise, but we are 1 month from today, from training camp, day-wise, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
Date-wise, the 25th is when they started. So, but when you take a look at the calendar, they start on a Thursday. So, not next week. Not that week. Not the one after that. But the week after that, Brian.
Yeah.
Day one of practice.
My sauces had that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sauces knew that it was going to be on the 25th.
Sauce. Yeah, so
yeah,
there you have it right there. It's the 27th of June today. It's hard to believe. When we're here next week, it's July, dude. Do you feel like June flew by?
Yes.
We've talked about this on the show, and I know you've called in, and you listen when you're out on the road and stuff, but I get the sense and feeling that you've said this a lot. The NBA has owned and dominated the spring. Anthony Davis, and particularly the storylines and all of that. But when you take a look at it, it feels like OTAs and minicamp. Now, you've heard me bring on, whether it's Triplett or Holder or other people that cover the Saints, Fazan. It's probably because when you went out there at minicamp, there are not very many storylines for a good reason. the Saints are ready to go.
Oh, they're stacked.
Mike Triplett even said it this week. He's like, dude, if there was a game, they could play on Sunday.
Yeah, they're stacked.
You kind of know where they're going. There's not very many questions. There's veterans everywhere else. They're a Super Bowl contending team for a reason. They're let's go. I mean, they might be winded Sunday, but they could. So it hasn't been where's the starting corner coming from? There's questions on the D-line. Who's starting at an offense? I mean, just you don't have that. So I think it's allowed it to be a little bit further on the back burner. Am I wrong? It just feels like I'm just sitting there going, oh, okay, camp's in 4 weeks.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like the NBA has dominated the headlines, Pels in particular, especially here in New Orleans. I mean, I can't tell you when the last time I even thought about the Saints because of all the Pelicans coverage. So I think, you know, with small stories here and there, you know, Cam Jordan getting his contract extension, Mike negotiating now. But other than that, it's been almost 24/7 Pels here. So, I mean, it's a brand new day in New Orleans. Can you believe it?
I know you're super excited. You got the phone in your hand right now. Are you ready? Do you have extra batteries for 5 p.m. on Sunday when free agency starts?
I don't even know how I'm going to contain myself. I mean, I've got a charger unit somewhere everywhere that I'm going to be because I can't miss this. The Pels have roughly around 30 mil or so, you know, give or take, depending on who you look at, 30 mil in cap space with a young roster. And David Griffin yesterday basically assured you that somebody's coming in. They're not going to stand pat.
800-998-1003. If you listen to any of the interviews yesterday, again, super thanks to everybody over there at the Pelicans organization. Super happy and proud that we're the flagship. And a day like yesterday isn't, I'm not saying we're going to have that every day or every week, but you're going to see that more often than not.
Yeah.
David Griffin's agreed to come on once a month to talk basketball and talk hoops. So next month we'll be talking about the free agent acquisitions and things of that nature. If Zion's playing in Team USA and all that, Summer League, how did that go? I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have coaches, players. We'll eventually talk to Zion and all of that. So I'm excited from that aspect of it. But for somebody from a listening perspective, I want to get your take and opinion because you heard the interviews. Of what you gathered, because we talked about it before the show. The one thing that stood out to me, and I spoke about it with my wife last night when it all kind of calmed down a bit, and I was like, did it happen today? What happened? And I mean that in this. It's undeniable the aura and energy that David Griffin brings.
Oh, no question.
Does that make sense?
No question.
I don't know if you could hear
it. You can feel it.
But I felt it sitting at... He looks at you in the eyes. He gives you a sense of confidence, calm. He gives you a sense of understanding, and more importantly, intelligence. And what I mean by that is, we got a plan.
Yeah.
Just, I got this. And I said it yesterday when he walked out. Like, he knows basketball. Like, I left that conversation. I could have talked to him for an hour.
Yeah.
You know? And I felt horrible. I kept looking at my watch. I'm like, I don't know how long I had him. So I didn't. But. Like, there's just hoops that he got it. Like, to me, there was two or three things that stood out that I want to kind of, you know, digress a little bit and talk about that stood out to me was, A, the understanding of what they were doing in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to get ahead of the game and understanding they wanted to be a brand of basketball that would attract people, attract free agents, attract fans, and win. And they were. And then he said that everybody caught on and did it better than that Phoenix team. What was more impressive wasn't that they started that. What was impressive is he realized other teams did it better and caught on.
Mm-hmm.
Why I say that is because I reference this commercial all the time. It's the Jordan commercial in which he talks about the missed shots.
Yes.
The missed game winners. The times that he lost. The times he's lost in the playoffs. All of that. Because I think you learn from failure. And it takes somebody smarter then normal people understand that's not a bad thing.
Correct.
To learn from it and to make – and he said that several times in that interview yesterday, whether it was how you build with Cleveland, understanding pressure and what it means. That stood out to me. Seeing that series with Orlando, and he was like, that's the future of the NBA. Him saying, right now in the NBA, if you can find five guys that are 6'10 and bigger to do everything on the court – you're going to dominate. But, it's hoops. It's understanding it. And then him saying, wait till you see in the grin. The grin stood out to me.
He's got
something up his sleeve,
oh,
dude.
Man.
And, I mean, it was just, like I said, to me it just stood out. I could have talked about that interview for a while.
amazingly, you could feel it through the radio. Like, I'm, you know, I'm on the other end, you know, listening to the interview, smiling my behind off, because I'm like, this is exactly what we've always prayed for as a member of the, you know, Pelicans media, or if you're a fan of the team. You wanted an identity, a vision. And what David Griffin basically told you, and this is what I surmised, when he told you about the way he wants to construct the team from a defensive perspective. So basically, it's like, we're going to take the ball away, and we're just going to ram it down your throats on offense. What does that sound like when you hear it? It sounds very much like the Sean Payton 2009/2011, because it's a hybrid. In 2009, they basically just took the ball away from you, gave Drew Brees more opportunities. In 2011, they basically said, can you stop us? Because offensively, we dare you to try. We've got too many weapons. That's exactly what David Griffin described to me yesterday. We're going to take the ball away from you. We're going to stuff it down your throats. We have an offense that you can't stop, so good luck trying. And we're going to just run you out of the gym. My single tear fell. Just one tear. That's all I needed, because that's how excited I was. David Griffin just basically brought it, man. I was sold.
Again, that was my first opportunity to have a sit down with him and just kind of get that sense and feel. I was already impressed in the general, you know, media scrum that you normally have, or pressers that he has. And the other one was Alvin Gentry. He is so happy right now.
That man hasn't stopped smiling.
He said it himself. I had to stop.
He hasn't stopped smiling since the lottery was announced.
Yeah. But, and again, and I understand, we've had callers, hey, I'm not sold on him. I've seen it on Twitter. I'm not sold on him. You don't have to be. David Griffin is. Period. End of story. And I think what's interesting, Brian, is the understanding and relationship. And I asked him about that. How important is it knowing that organizationally, from general manager to owner to what have you, is going to do whatever they can to help your system and your style of coaching? Like, I can't express enough what that means. When you have backing, real backing.
Yeah.
And real backing is investment financially, investment in, you know, physical aspects, like bringing in Aaron Nelson to take care of your players and get them healthy.
Correct.
Investment in trying to go develop and find players. That's where your Trajan Langdon and Swin Cash goes out as well, to help the community. And then you have a guy that has a vision. And all of them are there to help you with what you want to do. That's rare, man. And you've seen today's NBA. I mean, McHale got fired with the Rockets. You've seen coaches in the NBA. They won't get it done in 1 to 2 years. It's not happening. Alvin Gentry was given not only that 1 year extension, but look, you look at it when you hear Griffin say we're building for your system.
Yes.
Unless, again, they win 10 games in the next 2 years, Gentry's here for a bit.
That was the key phrase, I think, in everything that was said, is the idea that we're building to your system. You know what they didn't have prior to David Griffin? A guy willing to build towards Gentry's system. When you had Monty Williams as the head coach, Monty Williams had a team that Alvin Gentry could have coached into the playoffs year after year after year. They were made for speed. You had you had Tyreek, you had Drew, you had Eric Gordon on the wings, and you had, you know, guys that could run up and down the floor. Well, with the do it big syndrome that Dell Demps wanted to do, that was a team that Monty Williams would have been better coaching, because that's his style of play. He wants to, you know, slow it down, play big ball, you know, bully ball. And that's not what Alvin Gentry wants to do. So when you look at it, that's the difference in what David Griffin is doing versus what, you know, Dell Demps did. And, you know, it's one thing for you to say, I have a plan. It's another thing for you to implement that. And that's the one thing I took away from David Griffin. He has the plan, and he's putting it, you know, he's showing you what it is.
The other thing we've seen here as well is you haven't had that sense of feel that you had the last several years. It was just a band-aid approach. And he kind of almost referenced it too. And you've seen it and heard it nationally of, hey, you know, when you have to win or you have to do that. Cause he referenced it when it came to Cleveland. You know, when LeBron James walks in that door, you have one goal. And so your decisions, your thought process, it's different, you know. And when we talked about handling noise, that was another thing that stood out to me, because we're going to talk later on this hour, maybe even next segment, what Zion's kind of dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. And just the outside noise of everything else that's going to be coming up, expectation levels and everything, which is why I told him to his face yesterday, I can't think of a better place or better person to handle all of this. Because all of a sudden you do have new fans. All of a sudden you do have people that want to be a part of it. All you have... And in the organization, you may have people like, I don't know how to deal with this. We haven't been in. I got you. This is what we did here. This is what we did there. All right. So that's all you need to do. Be able to have somebody that can then go give to lieutenants, that can go give to other people, and that chain of command, and it trickles down to, this has been work. This is tried and true. This is what you do. Go ahead and do it. And that's what I just got out of yesterday. It's like, I'm sitting here like, dude, I can't wait. I can't wait. We got to do this. Well, let's do this now. I want it. And he just like, We got it. Just kind of relax.
A calming influence is a heck of a thing, man. Right? No doubt about it. And I think the number one question that was asked yesterday of me once I heard it on the show and I posted it is the Pelicans, you know, basically selling 10,000 tickets, season tickets.
Yeah.
And the question that I was asked the most is, has this ever happened before? So I don't know if I can actually answer that. Honestly, I believe even when a team came right. at this rate, it's never been this quickly that they've sold 10,000 season tickets. But it just goes to show you how many new fans. And then the second question was, well, how many of that goes to brokerages? Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, because somebody actually lives in South Carolina, tried to purchase tickets. You can't. You have to live in New Orleans in order to get the tickets right now.
Right now.
So that means it's you. It's the fan base. Right. It's you guys that are buying these tickets up and that are investing in the Pelicans. And I'm like, that comes along with David Griffin's expectations, because now you've got 10,000 season ticket holders that expect you to do something with Zion, because they don't want a repeat of Baron Davis and Chris Paul and Anthony Davis. You have to win. And that's what David Griffin kept, you know, hammering to you yesterday, which is, well, it's all of this is well and good, but now we got to go win basketball games yeah. and expectations are there.
And he keeps saying patience.
Yes.
And there's a certain level of patience you have to have. And that's why I keep bringing up what we'll talk about throughout the show. You feel you can free, let's try that again. Yep. You can feel free to join us in the conversation, 800-998-1003. Or you can be like my buddy Dowen here, who showed up for a little lunch and tried a steak special. We got a spare headset. We'll get you on as well. What stood out to me, you know, and we were talking about patience as well, is, and I keep using it, Oklahoma City. They drafted Kevin Durant, no 7, no playoffs. The following year, they drafted Russell Westbrook in 08, no playoffs. In 2009, they drafted James Harden, playoffs. It took them two, 3 years. Griffin mentioned LeBron. It took him 3 years.
Correct.
So it's going to take some time, but by that when it happens, it's going to be off and running. Now, I'll say this. In both of those instances I just used, Cleveland with LeBron, Westbrook and Durant with Oklahoma City before they drafted Harden, they weren't very good teams.
Correct.
That is not what I see with the Pelicans.
No, they're stacked, man. If they can learn how to gel and play together.
Well, that's what I'm getting. Yeah. There's a lot of potential.
Yeah.
None of those teams, folks, as we go to our first break, had 9 first-round draft picks. Now, that doesn't mean anything in terms of, why aren't they with their normal teams? I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, at some point in time, people thought potentially highly of them to be high first-round draft picks. They weren't just 9 first-round draft picks, like number 27.
Correct.
They were top
lottery
10.
Picks. Yeah.
Right, they were lottery picks, some in the top 5. So when you put that all together, if you give it a nurturing environment where they're coached, they have a chance to win. They don't have that pressure that you're going to have with the media and all of that. I am interested to sort of see what it is. Look, I have been hard on the Beignet boys, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? When you get in there as rookies in L.A., it's different. You probably play different because you feel the pressure to be flashy and do all that. If you come here and maybe adapt sort of that mentality that Peyton created in 06, chip on your shoulder, go out to prove something, put your head down, let your play do the talking. If the Pelicans can create that over the next couple of years, you're going to have a gritty basketball team that built together and grew together.
No question about it, man. I think the number one example of that would be Lonzo Ball. Before the guy ever dribbled a ball in the NBA, Magic Johnson said his jersey was going to be in the rafters. That's a lot of pressure from the greatest point guard ever to say you have to take on that mantle.
Yeah, well, Drew Brees did say,
Zion.
Here's the torch passed to you. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. 800-998-1003. Feel free to give us a buzz and chime in as well. It's the Sports Hangover, where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Sizzling hot summer savings at Craig LaBall Toyota's summer sales event. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Craig LaBall Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Craig LaBall Toyota's summer sales event. Shop now at GregLaBallToyota.com. We now offer home delivery. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate. $9.59 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 2909271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabe at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. What's going on? Give us a buzz, 800-998-1003. A couple of interesting NBA tidbits and storylines we can touch on here as well. Pel's news as well that has to do actually with the team. So we'll kind of do a little round table discussion on sort of that. Bottom of the hour, going to bring this up into discussion. CBSSports.com, a feature story on Teddy Bridgewater. Sean Wagner-McGough, Brian, says Teddy Bridgewater reveals why he stayed with the Saints instead of pursuing a starting job with another team. He had a little one-on-one with him. We can talk a little bit about that and your thoughts of what he, you know, he got to have a couple of days and practices where he worked with the starting unit in the ones and, you know, like, is he the next quarterback? I don't know. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then also CBSSports.com, you're going to see a lot of this for the next couple of weeks, right? Schedules, divisions, all that.
Power rankings, all kind of.
People are trying to get to training camp in 4 weeks. So I'll just kind of give you an idea. These are little tidbits that everybody's doing. So CBSSports.com is ranking all of the schedules in every division. Today was the NFC South. Buccaneers, they say, have the easiest schedule. Saints?
They could make a Super Bowl run.
Ooh.
No, it's no
about
problem.
That headline, not Saints could make a Super Bowl run.
I do disagree with the headline of not the Saints could make a Super Bowl run. That's pretty much a given.
Right.
The NFC South, that the Bucs have the easiest schedule.
I know where you're going.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. We'll get into that here at the bottom of the hour in 7 minutes, 800-998-1003. Again, I have Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs coming on at 2:15.
Nice.
We'll talk a little baseball. Kenny Farrell may stumble his way in, and I only say that because he's Irish. It's terrible. I shouldn't say that. Not every Irishman goes drinking at bars during the day. I don't know why I say that. I just do. Well, it's because he lopped off his finger trying to sit on a bar stool a couple weeks ago. I mean, I'm like, you're helping me create this, right? No. USA defeating Panama yesterday in Gold Cup play. They're both into the advanced knockout stage. Did you see the goal from Jozy Altidore?
Yes.
The bicycle kick?
That was ridiculous.
Beautiful.
That was ridiculous.
Beautiful. But his thoughts on the game, we'll get that around 1:30.
Just tell me about the women.
Yeah. That's well, the women play tomorrow.
Yeah, just tell me about the women.
And it's a knockout game in the quarters, taking on France.
No worries.
Really?
No sweat.
Really? The host nation?
No sweat.
You got no worries?
Nope.
No?
None.
Many people say if they're going to lose, it's going to be that one.
Yeah, many people also said that if a team loses its last three regular season games, they're never going to win Super Bowl. Just saying.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, it has.
Okay, I didn't realize that. 800-998-1003. Let's touch on some of the Pel's news, and I want to get your opinions on a rumor that's out there right now. Again, free agency begins 5 p.m. Sunday evening. 5 p.m. Sunday evening is when free agency begins. 6 o'clock, you'll see it on TVs or reports. That's Eastern time. 5 p.m. New Orleans time. For starters, team making a pair of moves yesterday in declining qualifying offers to two players, Stanley Johnson, Brian, the other one, Cheick Diallo. It means they will be unrestricted free agents here on Sunday. Diallo's 22. He was drafted, of course, out of Kansas. A lot of people have seen him get better. They talked about the work ethic, the minutes and the energy he's had. What it does is it, again, frees up a little more money. I don't think that's really the main issue. I think it's just one of those, look, you've seen what you've seen, and I think there's a vision right now on where the team's going to go. I asked you this before we went on the air. Is this a situation where maybe you try to rework a deal that's differently? But if you're declining the qualifying offer.
Which wasn't very much.
Exactly. So yeah. if you're letting go of a player that wouldn't cost you very much.
You don't want him. He's gone.
Yeah, you're telling me you're moving forward.
Yeah, I think so. I think with Cheick, I think at this point, it's about you've seen what you've seen. He is what it is. And you know, maybe 4 years from now, you may regret the decision because he becomes a rim runner, a defender. Basically, he's a Al-Farouq Aminu type of guy, but he can't hit the corner three. So I think, you know, maybe years from now, if he gets with a different coach, different system, I think if he went to Golden State, maybe that would help him out. Not a lot of pressure. You come in, give us some garbage points, you get out the game. Fine. But if you're looking at Cheick Diallo to get good minutes, and, no, that's okay. They can find somebody else.
The other thing that's interesting, I know a lot of fans like Julius Randle.
Yes.
A lot of people really liked what he has done. He didn't do the player option.
No, he declined. Smart move on his part.
Of course, because you could feel like you get more
a
money.
A lot more.
And
yeah.
There's already reports that there's interest out there. Clippers, I think, was one. And also I saw the Knicks.
Yes.
Are a team that are very interested in Julius Randle. Right now, when I hear those two teams, I hear money-wise, again, Pels have anywhere, Shams Sharina from Yahoo says 28, mm-hmm. Advocate and several other people say it's 30, 30.1. So let's call it 28 to 31 mil. Let's just call it somewhere around now. Those are the numbers we've seen.
Yeah.
I don't think, do you agree, that David Griffin and the Pels are going to go big pony spender on one player?
No, they're not going to go after, like, you know, a Kevin Durant type of player and just spend their entire max on a guy like that. So, you know, the Jimmy Butlers of the world won't be, you know, walking through that door.
I think Pels fans understand that.
Yeah, I think, and
is
I think they're okay with
Julius Randle
it.
A player that you think they go after?
People
loved his energy, loved what he could bring offensively. But, and again, this is not me, but many people that did write and cover the Pels on a daily basis always referenced either during the game or after the poor defense,
simply defense
that Julius Randle did. And the reason I bring that up is because if you have not heard anything
defense
from David Griffin in the last two times you've heard him speak publicly, on our show yesterday and on Friday at the Zion Presser, what did he say? We're building a defensive-minded and base team. So
correct.
That tells me, Brian, Julius Randle will not be a Pelican.
Not at all, and especially when you think about the money he's going to command on the open market. I mean, he made $9 million last year, roughly around that mark. He's going to be probably in the neighborhood of 20 to 22 mil per year.
That's a slight look, and he helped himself.
Yeah, no question.
He came in and he played hard, and he showed reason for that. But again, we keep talking about system, right? We talked about a lot last week about Michael Thomas and system, and earlier this week when Mike Greenberg was saying, oh, he's a product of the system and all that, which I know you want to get into your opinion on that. Because, you know, just Mark Spears.
Yeah.
He'd rather Hopkins, Brown, Jones, Beckham.
It's coming. Yeah,
the clown show
continues.
2 minutes, and then we'll get into some Saints talk, bottom of the hour. But I think when you look at Randle again, I'm just going by what David Griffin's told us. Defense-based team first.
Yeah.
And then our system is going to produce the offense. You add the money element to it. I don't see it happening.
No.
I think you're moving forward.
Even the fit, if you look at, I mean, if he was just a great offensive player, he's basically, you know, in Zion's way because that's going to take away minutes from Zion. He's not going to play the five. He's too small to play that. He's not good enough to shoot from the outside. I mean, he does shoot fairly well, but you don't really want him taking those shots. So I don't think he just fits offensively. You're not going to play him at power forward. You're not going to play him at center. It's a waste if you even have him on a roster. You're not going to pay that much for a backup.
And it's Cantor. Yesterday.
Yeah.
On Colin Coward calling Zion Williamson overhyped.
Yeah.
And that he's basically Julius Randle with hops.
I found that to be, you know, clownish when he said it. But, right. I mean, the reality of it is you know, he kind of said it later on. It's the idea that when you see a rookie, it's almost like see rookie, eat rookie for the veteran. Right. So until Zion walks in and he proves it, then that's going to be the mentality. You're just Julius Randle.
And I'm okay with that because Zion himself said it on Friday.
Yeah.
He said, I haven't dribbled yet. I haven't played a game yet. I have to go out there and earn and all of that. So he gets it. He understands. He's not walking on there thinking all of that. The other big news, I guess it's out there too, or actually two players that I think are fun that we can debate and talk about. Looks like the Knicks could be prepared to make a high 1 year level deal with good old Jordan the Intern's favorite player, Boogie.
Jeez, I'm pleased.
Are you getting a Knicks jersey now?
No.
Boogie?
I'm staying as far away as.
What is his hashtag if he goes to the Big Apple? Because it's been zero doubt, zero resurgence.
Big Boogie.
Instead of the I big know Apple. Pels fans have been tweeting at him zero rings.
I was about to say zero rings and zero playoff appearances.
Zero chance? Or come on, it's got to be something for Agent Zero.
I want to see him in New York.
Oh,
oh my goodness, I want to see it. If he thinks that the media coverage he got here was, oh, I cannot wait. You know, the whole go ask Dell Dempster. Oh, I can't wait to, yeah. Oh, go ask James Dolan. I can't wait for that
one. You don't think it'll go well?
Oh,
you don't think Boogie and the Big Apple will be entertaining?
What could go wrong when he doesn't win? And he, you know, he's basically in Sacramento all over again.
Lose their 15th straight game. Well, remember though, Kevin Durant's going there.
Oh, well, you know.
Or Kyrie Irving's going there. They're teaming up.
Yeah, I guess.
It's Kyrie, Kevin, and Boogie.
Yeah, that sounds like a winning combination right there. Kyrie, who was at Boston and, you know, a chance to win because your team that you know, just went to the Eastern Conference Finals the week, you know, the year before.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Well, that was their fault.
That you was unhappy about that. You were unhappy playing with LeBron when you were actually competing and winning championships.
Because it's all about me.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Right. And now you're going to go to New York when you have zero help because Kevin Durant's on the shelf for a year.
Yeah, but we'll see you in a year.
Oh, there it is. Because a year from now, it's just a guarantee he's going to walk in that door and just, you know, everything's going to change.
Everything, absolutely.
Yeah. I want this. I want that as almost as bad as I want to see Jimmy Butler in Houston. Just please let it happen.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, I love it.
So the word out there is what?
Capella Gordon and PJ Tucker are all available for trade, whether that
so
be.
So they can clear cap space.
Yeah, so they can be individually or as a package. Correct.
Okay.
Let this happen.
Early, what was it? Tuesday? Chris Paul came out and said, I don't know who said that I'm trying
to stay,
get
baby.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. You know how that happened? No one
wants him.
No one trade. Yeah. No one called for the trade.
Him.
Okay. No one's taking on, what is he, 40 mil?
40 mil yeah. for the next 3 years.
Yeah, no one's taking on his 40 million for the next 3 years. So, Chris, you and James need to, they get along great in the Allstate commercials. I mean, look, let's be honest. The one where, you know, was he a bear?
Yeah, clutch. The
what is he? He's a bear, right?
I don't want to say he's a fox. Is he a bear?
No,
a fox?
He's a bear. I think the Houston Rockets mascot, Jordan, look, I think he's a bear. Clutch.
He's a bear.
Yeah, he's a
bear.
Bear. Yeah.
He's a bear.
I mean, the one where he's shooting the t-shirts with the t-shirt cannon and he's just ripping up Chris Paul's house. I mean, that's a good one. I mean, they're really good commercials.
We suck again.
Oh, that's what I'm waiting for with the Rockets.
But Jimmy Butler kind of needs the ball as well.
All of them need the ball. That's why it's not going to work. Please let this. And in order for you to get him, you have to get rid of guys like Clint Capella, PJ Tucker.
And who you were texting during the playoffs, that's a guy that you would love to have a guy like that on the Pels. Rebounds, toughness.
Defense. Yeah. I mean, you don't need the ball
to
score.
Let's get rid of him.
Bring in Jimmy Butler.
Three guys that need the ball to shoot.
I want to see
again,
this.
That's why I started the show with this. When Griffin came on the show yesterday and for the second time in like 4 days said, guys, we're building a defensive-minded team that can play offense. I mean, I love that because all these other teams are going, we need shooter. Hey, well, when they miss, rebound and run. I mean,
that's all it is.
I mean, it's great.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, please let this happen. Please let it happen.
Come on, help us out here.
The Pelicans will be the
Radio
Denver Nuggets.
What is Boogie's hashtag if he goes to New York? It's got to be. We got to. I mean, there's so many New York references we can have. Sports Hangover continues next. We're live at Vinny's. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card. ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Start spreading the news.
I see what Joey's doing here. Spread the news, huh?
A little New York, New York.
Today. Oh, I see this for Boogie.
Yeah. Want to be part
about Zero Reasons.
I like that.
Zero Fs?
No, Zero Reasons.
Zero Fs.
Zero Reasons. Zero
Come
reasons
on, Zero
why
Fs.
Boogie going to New York is going to work. Zero Reasons.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to have a little fun with us. What would be Boogie's hashtag? I'm going with Zero Fs.
That's probably going to be Boogie because that's about how many technical fouls. When he gets about 13 right technical fouls,
well,
within the first week.
That's, yeah, you know, that's also season two of the Showtime. You know, we're moving to the Big Apple. It's got to something like that. Something of that nature. Where do you think Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving eventually wind up?
I think,
really does seem like, again,
I
if you go
Brooklyn.
By Kendrick Perkins this week on ESPN said, his a source when he
sauces
said that. Yeah, exactly.
Sauces have
yeah
told him
that he's going there. But
I think Brooklyn. I think they'll end up in Brooklyn simply because I think Kyrie wants to go there. He's from, you know, New Jersey, so I think that's the fit for him. It's going to happen. I don't think KD stays, and I think because of everything that way it played out in Golden State, I think he's out of there.
Let's touch that's right. Oh, well, it's funny. Yeah, that's right. Dowen chiming in as he's wrapping up his lunch over here. He sold his house in California. I saw that report this morning and bought one. And, well, I mean, what does that tell you?
South Orange, New Jersey is where you bought the house?
I mean, what does that tell you?
That's exactly
That's what AD did. That's right.
Yeah. That's what Brandon Cooks did before he got shipped out, too.
What are you talking about?
He sold his house.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah. He put his house up for sale.
No, well, he was looking for somewhere. He maybe wanted to go like the Lakeview.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You know, the mean streets of Metairie were a little too much. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
old Metairie?
Yeah, I think the Metairie streets are way too mean these days.
I mean, you joke. I sent you. There was a week while I was in Florida that I'm glad I was in Florida.
Yeah, I was there watching your house.
Poor Jordan, the intern.
I was in the mean streets. I was in the mean streets.
Literally 2 blocks away, two people were, yeah.
Thanks, Gus, for looking after my protection.
I keep trying to tell y'all it's the mean streets. I got street cred.
I mean, I don't understand what happened. Somebody must have threw a gum wrapper on somebody's lawn and all hell broke loose.
You know what?
Exactly.
Look, let me tell you something. We don't take litter lightly in Metairie.
Obviously not.
I was walking Einstein around the block.
Yep. Okay. You know?
Could have been me.
Yeah, well, now you know what it's like, don't you?
You might have to teach a dog to just go potty in the backyard.
Nah, that doesn't happen. 800-998-1003. Let's talk a little Santos news here. Hadn't got fully your takes on. Cam Jordan says, pay the man on Good Morning Football.
Oh, yeah.
He comes out there, says that. More importantly, you see the talks and them trying to get closer on this aspect of it. I played it earlier in the week, and it's essentially – is this the list that Greenberg and Mark Spears, and I keep forgetting the other guy that was been there this week. I'm sorry. I think he played with the Cowboys, so that's probably why I forgot, Marlon. Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
I don't know why I called him Bernard Hopkins yesterday. DeAndre Hopkins. And Julio Jones and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
They all said those four receivers are transcendent receivers in the NFL, that those are the receivers that deserve to be the highest paid or fighting to be the highest paid. Michael Thomas is just below that. Andrew Lopez of the Picayune and NOLA.com on Tuesday said, look, you pay special.
Yeah.
Carlos Medina, rather, said that you pay special from Atlanta because he was talking about Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
If I go by Carlos's definition, Michael Thomas is special.
Indeed.
He's 97 catches as a receiver away from the next receiver last season. And that's Traquan Smith that caught 97 fewer receptions at the receiver position.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you look at the percent rate that he catches, and basically if Breeze throws it to him, he catches it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the argument here is and why people can't see that.
I don't even need that. Stats say he had his clip. Better than Julio Jones, mm-hmm. on par with Odell. He's basically, statistically, through his first 3 years, one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen in the NFL. History. In the history of the NFL, we're talking about Lance Howard, Lynn Swan, Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, you know, and the list goes on and on. Tim Brown, the list goes on and on. Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. Mike Thomas has better stats than him in his first 3 years. Now, you can give me that product of the system stuff, but everybody is. Jerry Rice was a product of the West Coast offense, and he also had John Taylor opposite him. Michael Irvin, you know, was a product of the system. He had Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith in the backfield to, you know, kind of help out. Jay Novacek at tight end, and oh my goodness, I can't even think of the fullback's name, but he does Fox Sports right now. So, I mean, the teams were stacked. Everybody in the building on 3rd and 5 knows where the ball is going, and you still can't stop him. That's why Michael Thomas deserves whatever the hell he's asking for. And my sauces have told
me. Like wing sauces?
There's a bunch of sauces. Okay. I cannot confirm nor deny the sauces that I have.
Okay.
But my sauces have told me he's not asking for 22 mil. He's not asking for 22 mil. It's actually lower.
It's lower than that.
Lower than 22 mil.
Well, they've come down reportedly from whatever they started. So if they've come down. And you're saying that from your sauces.
Yeah, sauces have said.
The Saints are like, we're good at 18. I do think at the end of the day, you settle at 20. 20, 19.5. Here's the thing. At that point, it's sort of like when you go buy a vehicle. I've always said this, and I understand it's not my money. But it's like when you go buy a car,
mm-hmm.
and you go from like one model to the other, right? The medium model to the top of the line model. I'm not talking about like General Motors, which has 15 different upgrades and models. Most car manufacturers have like 3 grades. You got the base, the middle, you know, whatever,
and your high
sport
end.
And the luxury for the most part. And they're normally, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 difference, maybe sometimes a $2,000 difference, whatever. It's basically $10 to $15 a month. So what I'm trying to get at is this. If you're harping on being 18 or 18.5 a year. And I'm like, I'll give you, you know, I want 20 or 19 and a half. You can make that difference up of $1.5 million, $2 million in incentives. And if you show up and work out, here's 500,000. If you play four games, here's another 500. Signing bonus. I mean, you can make that up to, you know what I'm getting at, to save you that money on the cap, per cap. But again, how much of this is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, ego, being able to say, I'm the highest paid, even if it's for 5 months, 6 months, the next receiver is going to do it.
Yeah, because Julio's going to come back.
But do you get what I'm getting at? Like, it was absurd. I saw somebody nationally say, this could be into a, I got asked, rather, on the Kansas City radio station back on Tuesday, is he going to hold out? I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no holdout. Both parties started talking because they want to get something
early,
done, right?
Early, yeah.
The Saints didn't come out and be like, yeah, no, yeah, we'll talk to you at the end of the year. No, they were, the fact they're in negotiations and talks now is a great, this is amicable. I don't know why you would think it's not. You know, I mean, yeah. This is one of those things where they're going, well, look, if we play the end of the season and wait till January, Mike's probably going to have another good year. So it's going to, that's probably why they say it's 22. And the Saints are going, we get you. But what if you don't have that? We can give you 18 right now. So, and look, it's way more than you're making now. It is the guaranteed money that you and I have talked about because I don't know who that quarterback's going to be next year, you know, or after that. So I think it happens.
That's more of a reason you pay Mike.
Right.
Because if you think Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback of the future, what have we talked about for months on end? The idea that you have Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, and in a young, nasty offensive line to go with your young defense, that's the reason why you pay Michael Thomas, because you don't want Teddy Bridgewater to have to find a new number one wide receiver when he has already has to learn, you know, the offense.
No doubt about it. Jordan, the intern, working feverishly to update our Twitter profile picture with a really cool logo. You're doing well, Jordan. I feel bad. Just say hi real quick.
Hello, everyone.
There it is.
Hopefully I don't get screamed at by Sarah.
Look at that. The lovely Sarah.
There she is.
She can tell time. I told her 12:45, make your way over here. It's 12:46, and she's trying to grab your headset from you. There you go. We'll hear from Sarah next. Don't go anywhere. And, Brian, let's talk a little Teddy Bridgewater. CBSSports.com is asking or asked him, why did he come back to the Saints, not go be a starter somewhere? What he had to say about it, we'll touch that next on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Give your smile to me.
It's a summer pick event at Bucket Gear. Do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do during the summer pick event at Bucket Gear? This is what we can do. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX-V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP. And you want a little bit more? How about right now? Take $8,000 off the MSRP when you choose the new 2019 Kia Stinger. That's the hottest new four-door sports car around. Also, come do yourself a favor. Come check out the new 2020 Kia Telluride. That is the SUV everybody in the world is talking about it, and we got it in Homa. Now, those are the real deals we have during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia in Homa or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember, that's strength and laughter.
19KT034, MSRP 27850, $2,000 discount, 3,000 cuts per K. Stock number 19KT06, MSRP 36945, $1,000 discount, 1,000 cuts per K. 19K026, MSRP 4059, $1,500 discount, 3,000 cuts per K. 1,000 bonus kits with CTNL, CDL for detail. Offer ends June 1st, 2019.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Rockets Golic and Wingo.
Daryl Morey, Rockets general manager, joining us this morning. And Daryl, there's an article out on ESPN.com. It alludes to some possible friction between James and Chris.
We have two high-level competitors, Chris and James. There's going to be times when they're focused on, you know, how do we get to that next level? And when we don't, there's going to be frustration. And I'm frustrated. I think it's good that there's tension. We all want to win.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. Uptown Ruler, going to come to you in a quick second. Saul on Twitter says, Boogie to New York, a.k.a. the Big Loser, instead of the Big Apple.
Oh, yikes. No. That's not good enough.
Sarah, how are you this afternoon? Vinny's?
You know.
Why are you pointing at her? Why?
Because I just did the smartest thing ever, and he's really proud of me.
Oh, really? Wait, so he's complimenting you.
Yeah.
Jordan the intern complimenting you.
Because he's trying to make this thing
fit
in there.
Yeah, it's called a Twitter profile picture.
Whatever.
Working
so
on it.
I told him, I was like, for you to know, he's like, I'll just color in where the black is and make it white, because he doesn't want any black. And I was like, well, why don't you just screenshot it and then color in the circle, and then there you go. You already know what size it is. You're not just coloring for days. So now he's doing that.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like the most brilliant thing ever.
Brian, it almost seems like we should have a new intern.
Ooh, pick me, pick me.
Well, you need one since Jordan's not a show host.
That's right. There you go. Sarah, I mentioned at the start of the show your daily lunch specials on top of your daily specials. So the steak special still here on Thursdays.
All day.
All day. That's the key. But from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you have lunch specials for $7. What's today?
Today is catfish. Comes with fries on the side. It's a little portion size for $7. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you love the Wednesday one, don't you?
Oh, Wednesday's so good.
I had to get to it.
Wednesday we do chicken fried chicken. It comes with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Have you ever seen anybody that excited about chicken fried chicken?
I just love.
Are you a fan of like chicken fried steaks and all that?
Chicken? No. No.
See, I can't get past. No. What, is it chicken? Is it steak?
It's.
Like, what am I going for?
It's supposed to be.
Am I going with steak? Am I going for chicken?
It's supposed to be chicken fried steak.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't call it, I want to. A hamburger hot dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it chicken? Is it steak? Why are we calling? Why are we using two references to one?
Just get over it.
One's chicken, one's steak.
And it's fried miraculously into this wonderful thing.
I've never had chicken fried chicken.
No?
It's bomb. You need to be here on a Wednesday.
Chicken fried chicken. Okay.
The mashed potatoes, I could eat all day.
Happy hour specials?
3 to 7 every day, every day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes twice. Like Sunday through Tuesday, we have it twice. Starts again at 10 p.m. till close. We do $4 drafts, $4 specialty drinks, $5 appetizers. Some of our house like liquors plus some other liquors are on there for $4. He's so proud of me for telling him that. And you get dollar off packaged beer. It's like a pretty good day there. Mm-hmm. For an hour, you can have a bomb lunch with happy hour.
Basically, Sarah just wants you to spend the whole day with her.
All day. I'm here till 7:30, guys.
That single tear is about to come up again.
That single tear. All right. I got you.
Mondays, we do a meatball po' boy. Tuesdays, stop it, Jordan.
Wow.
Tuesdays, tacos. Fridays, we do a shrimp po' boy. It's our regular shrimp po' boy. But on Friday for $7.
There you go. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
There she is, Sarah, with all the different specials that we have over here at Vinny's. Brian, let's go to the phone lines, 800-998-1003. Uptown Ruler, what you got, bud?
Hey, man, where is that located at? Because I might want to try that restaurant.
Where are we? 3217 Ridge Lake. 18th and Ridge Lake, right next to Causeway. Oh, we'd love to see you. I don't think we've ever met Uptown Ruler.
No.
No, y'all never. Y'all, I wish y'all would go back on magazine again. That's where y'all would meet me.
Yeah, we might be going as many places as we can. But, yeah, come on in. We're here every Thursday. You can't miss us. It's right across the street from Lakeside Mall, man. 3217 Ridge Lake, 18th and Ridge Lake. One street off of Causeway. We'd love to meet the legendary Uptown Ruler. Even Dowen's like he'd love to meet the legendary. I wonder if he does look like Jordan.
Hey, look, I would give Michael Thomas a car, a house, the land, the property. I even give him a couple of daiquiris. Mm-hmm. You know, he needs to sign. They need to sign Michael Thomas. I don't understand it. What's the holdup? I mean, if it's only money, the Saints got it. So what's the problem?
What do you think?
I'm well.
Property, car, everything. Just give him it all.
Why not? Give him your kid's first name. Or give him your firstborn child. I don't care. Whatever it takes to keep Michael Thomas happy is what you do.
Let me ask. It just popped in my head. I don't know. We could have, you know, for what and giggles over here. Most important Saints player right now on the roster going into this season is who?
Michael Thomas.
Brian, who?
Cameron Jordan, the face of the franchise.
It's both of them, but, you know, one can't do without the other one because the defense needs the offense and the offense needs the defense.
All right. So, well, go ahead, Uptown Ruler.
It's a hand in hand deal because if you don't have the defense, the offense, I mean, they're going to score, all the offense is going to score points on you. And if you don't have the offense, the other defense is going to score all points on you. So you got to have, they both work hand in hand.
Okay. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Appreciate the phone call, my friend. Well, are you going to come one Thursday? Come one Thursday to Vinny's. My treat for lunch. I've never met the Uptown Ruler.
Wait, and you're going to buy me some daiquiri?
Well, we don't have daiquiris here. We have high-end beverages.
Well, good. Buy me one of those. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If y'all come on magazine, I could come. I'll come.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. But my free lunch is here. We want to see the Uptown Ruler. I've never met the Uptown Ruler.
You never met the crazy man, Uptown Ruler.
No,
okay.
No. January 2010 was the first year of the Sports Hangover.
And you know what I think? The Saints is going to the Super Bowl this year.
The Uptown Ruler.
The Saints is going to the Super Bowl this year because you know why they cheated us out of the last one.
Okay, there you go. Uptown Ruler.
And I'm
Thank
out.
You so much. We'll see you eventually one day.
You buying lunch?
I absolutely would buy lunch.
Okay, wait. I'm going to get away from the board. Just keep going.
The $7 lunch.
For about 2 hours to play the spots. I'll see you in a minute.
You'll see me in a minute. Dowd always comes in and has a little lunch. Thanks for doing it, man.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, obviously, it's Drew Brees.
Most
Period.
Important.
End of sentence.
Okay.
If you don't have Drew Brees, the team isn't the same team. I mean, he is the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, Alvin Kamara, you can make an argument for him because he opens so many things up.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, you're looking at Cam Jordan, obviously, leader on the defense. But without Drew Brees, you might as well just look down the future as to what you're going to build your team around.
Brian?
Let me say it again. It's Cameron Jordan.
Oh.
I'm not going to pretend that it's Drew Brees because it's not. He's 137 years old.
Hey.
It's not Drew Brees anymore.
I'm 60. I love Drew Brees.
It's not Alvin Kamara.
Take that back.
I will not. He's 137. You know, one time I saw Joe Louis. I asked Joe Louis, man, how old is Drew Brees? He said, between me and you, Drew Brees is 157 years old. That's what I heard.
Father Tom hasn't caught him yet.
So what is your reasoning that Cam Jordan, when I say most important player, I'm talking about, bloop, I plop him out.
What's the reason why you have Teddy Bridgewater?
Okay.
What's the reason why you have Taysom Hill? Can you get by, let's say, 4 games if Drew Brees has to sit down because he has he has the flu?
Okay.
Or let's say Brittany's expecting again and he has to miss some time because of that.
Okay.
Maybe he has a court appearance and has to find out who, you know, sold him some fake diamonds.
Right.
Whatever the case may be.
Another diamond appearance. Let's
exactly.
not say injury. Another diamond court case.
Yeah,
so Davenport's going to take a step this year. So people
when
are projecting
when
him to be.
Takes that step, I'll believe it.
Well, I mean, you're saying who's the next guy.
Right.
The argument is you're saying Bridgewater's the next guy behind Brees. The next guy behind Cam Jordan, who we're all expecting to take the next step, is Davenport.
If Cam If Cam Jordan
as the leader
play,
of defense,
does the defense still have the ability to stop people? I mean, that's what we're boiling it down to.
Have you seen this man play?
No, I'm not. Again,
have you?
So I am asking. Mr.
the triple double, the face of the franchise. Who's going to create pressure? Have you seen this man basically pick up an offensive lineman and sack the quarterback with an offensive lineman?
He is Cam Jordan hype man, Brian and Ole East. Are you on his side? Or are you on Dowan's side? That you still think it's Drew Brees?
Cam, I love you.
Uptown Ruler saying it's Michael Thomas. I'll get mine here coming up a little bit. Looks like head coach Willie Fritz is going to join us here for a quick few minutes, top of next hour. Is something going down tomorrow that he wants to pass along a little info to? Rest of the show, your phone calls, touch them all. Timmy Grubbs coming up at 2:15. We might see Coach Kenny Farrell bottom of next hour to talk about USA Panama. from last night and USA France in the Women's World Cup tomorrow. It's the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.